base. The Yehudim of Lamed base and the base on top. Omer Reb Loza. That G'dayla Tfilu Yoysim and Maisim Toivim.
G'dayla is greater than Maisim Toivim. Why Shem Lecha Golda the Maisim Toivim? Who was a greater person in doing Maisim Toivim? Yoysim and Moshe Rabbeinu, greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe did tremendous Maisim Toivim. The Zafal Pikein Lo Nene Ela B'Tfilu. He was only Nene, he only was answered from a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the Koyach of Tfilu. Shenema the Prophet says, Al Toysev Daber Elai. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we spoke that before. Kodesh Baruch Hu had to tell Moshe, please don't daven to me anymore about going into Eretz Yisrael. And the Samachlei, right away, the Prophet says, Alei Rosh HaPisgah. He's come up to the Rosh HaPisgah and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he showed Moshe Eretz Yisrael. But to come into Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't great. So Rashi says, Alei Rosh HaPisgah, the Dvar Tfila Zu. This was Tzitzil HaRosh Choysa. Because of this Tfila, you were Zaycha that you'd at least be able to see Eretz Yisrael. So really, it's a little kasha. The Prophet says, Al Tosef Dabri Lai, means don't talk to me anymore. And we spoke out, Moshe was Mispalel of 516 Tfilas going to Eretz Yisrael. And the Medrash said, he would have davened one more Tfila, he would have went in. But of course, Rav had to tell him, Al Tosef, don't daven to me anymore about it. So Lekur, he wasn't Nene with this Tfila. So Mashon learns of Pshat was, after Hashem told him, stop davening for this, then Moshe started to daven at least to see Eretz Yisrael. And that he was there right away. That's the next Pasuk, Alei Rosh HaPisgah. Like, come up and I'll show you Eretz Yisrael. So Tzai speaks out, Deilu Tfilah Shem HaSem, Belei Tfilah. It means Tfilah and Maisim Tovim together is better than just Maisim Tovim. Shrei Moshe Rabbein Olashol Machal, Pi Shoyi B'yodah Maisim Tovim, Hu Tzrachu Tfilah. So it means to say that even though you have the Koyach of Maisim Tovim, with that alone you can't get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, I think Mashur Adam Kharshim said, of Shat, that Neshua says, Tzadikim don't like to take from their own Maisim Tovim. Even though they have Maisim, they don't like to use up their own Chusim, say, Hashem, give me something because of my Chusim. The way they do it is by davening, by Kosher Rachman. That's why I'm asking the Kaddish Baruch Hu, even though I don't deserve it, still give it to me in the Teres Rachmanis. So that's the Kaddish Tfilah that's greater to receive things than the Kaddish of Maisim Tovim. V'yomer Reb Loza, G'dayla Tainis Yesim Netzdoka. Tainis is greater than giving Stoka. My timer, Zebe Gufa, Zebe Mamoina. His first thing is the Gufa, that's the biggest thing. Zebe Mamoina, giving Stoka, you give away your money if it doesn't have to do with you so much. Hashemke, it's a fast, that's a bigger Inyan. Even though the Gemara before we had on the Avav said that the Inyan of Tainis is Stoka, to be able to give Stoka, it just means that Tainis should bring you to also do Stoka. For the Iker of Tainis is greater than the Inyan of giving Stoka. Something you do the Gufa is a greater Inyan than do it just for the Mamoina. Yomer Rav Loza, G'dayla Tfilu Yesim and a Kabonis. Davening is even greater than Kabonis. Shenem Arayif in the Pasuk Yishayom, Lomli Rav Zecheichem, first the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael of Yer, Chayt, you're doing Chatoyim, what are you bringing me Kabonis for? I don't need you Kabonis. But see, the next Pasuk says also, Vafarishchem Kateichem. Like when you spread your hands out and daven to me, who needs it either? It's like first Hashem says, I don't need you Kabonis. And then you have to say another thing, I don't need your Tfilah. If Kabbonis is greater than Tfilah, so if Hashem first said, I don't need Kabbonis, treat I don't need your Tfilah either. So if Hashem first told Klaifa, I don't need the Kabbonis, you're showing him now, don't do it like this. Then he has another thing, don't doubt it to me, it's a riot, Tfilah is greater. Number of Yechinim, Kol Koyin Shorah gets a nefesh. If a Koyin killed somebody, Tfilah B'Shoigeg, is lo Yisef Kabbon. He's not supposed to duchen anymore. Shenema Yodechim Dama Malayu. And since your hands was full of dam, so you're not supposed to duchen. Rashi, Farishchem Katechem, Ilav Digdoila Tfilo, if not the Tfilo is greater than Kabonis, is Kivan Dioma, Lomli Rosachem, since Hashem already said, I don't need the Kabonis, Lomli so Farishchem, why does Hashem have to say again, don't daven to me? Farfilo Zachem Lonichli, Elamai the Pshat is that Tfilo is greater than Kabonis, so maybe Hashem doesn't just want your Kabonis, but maybe the Tfilo does want to mention even that man. Yomar Rabloza, Miyam Shechorah Beisam Migdash, Ninalu Shari Tfilah. That when Beis Hamikdash was in Nechrav, so that was the Shiorim to Davin, Ika Tfilah in the Beis Hamikdash, it was closed Shari Tfilah. That means not that it's Lagamri closed, but Tfara to Davin, Shem doesn't listen so easy. Shenemar, Gam Kiyezek, Yashaveya, Shosam Tfilothi. Even when I do Davin to Hashem, it's Shosam Hashem where I close the Tfilah. Yafa Pi, Shashari Tfilah Ninalu, or Beshari Dimala Ninalu. The Davin with crying, with tears, that was Lo Ninalu. Shinema Hashim Utfilosi Hashem Vesavosi Yavino El Dimosi Al Techrash. To my Dimosi, to my crying, don't be quiet, Al Techrash. So what's the right from the Pasuk? Rashi Al Techrash, Midlaik Siv Es Dimosi Tira. He didn't have to, David didn't have to say, like, see my crying. The Shmamina, nearest Hilophonim, that Zicha, the crying goes up to Hashem. The Shorim are not closed, the Zicha goes to Hashem. The Ezorach is Sparrow, should the Kabul upon him. You only have to daven that Hashem should be in the Kabul, you're crying, your dimmer. But Chitit goes in front of Hashem. Rava Legosa Tanisa Biyay Mediba. On the day when it was cloudy, so Rava wasn't grazed with Tainis, then they had a daven for Geshem. He said, he holds not as a man to daven to Hashem. Shum Shinema Sakoisi Bona Lech Mavor Tvila. When Hashem covers you up with clouds, like go away from davening. Like it's a mushla zak. Hashem is covering up, saying there's a bigger mechita between me and you. That's right, that day he doesn't want you to daven to him. At least not the union of kindness. The Yom Reb Loza. Mi Yom Shechor Beis HaMikdash. Nifsako Choymez Basel Ben Yisrael Levim Shebashamayim. We have a new wall, an iron wall, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His mom, we had the Beis HaMikdash, the Shekhinah was right in front of us. There was no Hasaka, Hashem was very close to us, the Shekhinah was here. After the Churban Abayis, the Shekhinah like went upstairs, it's not by us. So there's a big mechitza of a Basel between us. Shinema V'yatzor Kach Lecho Machabas Basel V'nasat O'isor. Tir Basel Ben Kho Benir. So just telling you now that now when we daven to Hashem, we have to daven much harder than Amon. Zvana, basically, Hashem was right there, he heard our tefillahs, it was much easier to daven. Now that there's a mechitza San Basel, you have to work harder to daven. Rashi V'nasat O'isor Kir Basel, similar to mechitza's Basel, Nasekas Benel Benon. There's like an iron curtain between us and Hashem. Right, Omer Rab Chonin, Omer Rabbi Chanina. If you daven long Shemun Esrei, so your tefillah will be nishma, doesn't come back, ain't chazeres, doesn't come back empty-handed. And Hashem will be mekayim what you asked for. For the more minolot, nimoish Rabbeinu, shenema v'yispalo Hashem, v'chziv basrei v'yishma Hashem elai, gam b'pamhi, Hashem listen to me. So you see, if you daven, Hashem listens. What's the way he was marich? Yispalo Hashem, Rashbam Sah. I don't know what the way that he was marach. Right, so the Yomar Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechidin, call Hamarach Bitzvilosoi, or Ma'ayin Bo, if you're marach, you daven night in long Shemun Esrei, but Ma'ayin Bo, that means you're Ma'ayin into it, you're looking and waiting to see if you get answered or not, is Soif Boladei Koy of Leib. At the end, they come to a heart condition. Shenamat Tercheles Moshecho Machle Leib. If you're waiting and hoping for something, it's just going to break a heart condition by you. In other words, you're davened, and you're waiting to say that to see if he answers from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and vice versa, Hashem doesn't answer you. So while, since you're waiting for the answer, your heart goes on you in between. I call upon him to see if you're ma'arach and you're tefilosi, Hashem doesn't answer you. So it's a stirum. Before we said if you're ma'arach and tefilosi, Hashem does listen to you. And here it says, Ma'itakante, what's the answer over here? There's Yastik for Torah. Learn Torah. Shenama v'yitzchayim to'avo bo. If you learn Torah, then you type what you want will come to you. Here the person was davening and he was hoping to get a Yeshua, to get an answer, and it didn't come. How do you get the answer? By learning Torah, then Hashem will answer you. V'yein Eitzchayim ala Torah. Eitzchayim always means Torah. Shenema, Eitzchayim ila matavikim. But, Bakopon mitzastira. First we said, Avyamarach mitzvlost, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to you. And now it's saying, Vakez, you get a heart condition? But the more like Kasha. Ho, de ma'arech umayin bo. In the second case, you're ma'arach, you daven more, but right away you're waiting to hear the truth, or you're waiting for Hashem's answer. As you're only davening, Hashem's answer you right away. That's no good. In the first case is, if you daven, good to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now be talking. Who says Hashem has to answer you right away? You're not waiting right away for the answer, that's a good meter. If you're waiting and hoping that Hashem should do what you asked for him, since you daven long, it won't come out, Hashem won't do it. You're going to be waiting for nothing. The koy of lead, it hurts the heart then. Somebody's waiting for something, hoping for it, it doesn't come, you get a heart condition. So you're waiting for it. Eitzchayim taiva bo, seifa shemik vizeh, says the Rebbe. Eitzchayim, then the taiva, what you want, will come. What's the Eitzchayim? It means Torah. Omer Rebbe Chomo, Rebbe Chanina, Imro Adam, in places also says the same thing, with another kasha from the Gemara, later, the same Terence. He just says, if Yeshloimah, the Trey, Iyun Tzvila, Yesh, there are two types of Iyun Tzvila. Yesh, Iyun Tzvila, the Hocha, Metzapa, Shetava, Bakshosai. If you stand waiting that Hashem should answer you, that's no good. But the Iyun Tzvila, the Hocha, Shemechavan, is Tzvila. That's a good Iyan Tefillah. If you just, Iyan means you're Mayan in the Tefillah, means you're davening with a lot of Kavana, that's a good. You're not only davening Kavana to be answered right away, you're davening good Kavana, that's good. That's for Shana first Maroso. Then a Kosh Baruch Hu will listen to you. Right. So, Omer Rabbi Chomer Rabbi Chanina, Imru Adam, she is Palo Vleinena, you daven, and Hashem didn't answer you right away, don't be Miyayish. No Yachsav is Palo, daven a second time. Shenema Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak Biyamet, Vedechom, Vekaveh El Hashem, Nochem Ol Daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One, two times. As you said already, Moshe Rabbeinu davened 516 times to get in Teretz Yisoil. Matthew Vechanan. And the Medrash says, if he would have davened one more time, he would have got in. So you can never give up by davening. Tell Rabbon. Avod, Tzrich, and Chizik. Four things make Chizik. Something Gemara, only four things. Everything is included in these four things. Fit everything needs Chizik. What they Elohim? Torah, learning Torah needs Chizik. And you have to mechazik yourself, and the Yetzer is there to stop you. So you have to work on yourself. Or Ma'isim Tzayim, to do good deeds, also the Yetzer is there to stop you. So you have to work on yourself to do it. Tzvirah, to daven with Kavon is very hard. You have to work on yourself. But Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz means you do your business. You have to do it Da'amunah. You have to do it Emistik. So the Kuru, this is the whole life of a person. Well, it's four, just four things each is it. Toiro Maistim Toivim Minan, how do you know? Shinema Rak Hazak Yemetz Moid, Lishma Velasas Bechola Toiro. Is Chazek, that means Betoiro. You have to strengthen yourself in learning Toiro. Va'amet the Maistim Toivim. Also, you have to strengthen yourself to do Maistim Toivim. Tzvilo Minayin, Shinema Rapaz we had before, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak Yemetz Abecha. Ve Kaveh El Hashem, Kaveh my Lashon, like davening to Hashem, and Chazak Yemetz Abecha, strengthen yourself. There are herits minayin, shinema chazek when it's chazek barimenu. If you must chazek yourself barimenu when you do things for the purpose of the folk, of the nation, it means to keep yourself alive, the panosi you do. Shirashi, kavei, this chazek lekimsha yodcha ela chazek the kavei. Daven strong and don't give up and do it again. Shirich and chizrashi, she is chazek godim ben tomid v'kol koichai. Kesevi, you have to chazek yourself in these things and the kol koichai. Sound off a little bit. Because the Yetzer is always there to stop us. There are heretic Rashi in Umen Hu Lumnosa. If you have a profession, in your profession, what you're doing, you have to do it Gamuna. In Soichiru, if you're a salesman, the Soichiru is Ferosa, how you sell the things. In Mishmachom Hu Lumnosa. If you're a Panosa, you're working as you're in the army, you have to do it good. So whatever you do, you have to Mechazim and do it Gamuna. Right, the Vatoimet Siyan. Siyan Erga. Yushlaim said, Azavani Hashem Vashem Shachoni. Two things. Hashem left me and Hashem forgot me. For the Gemara Lechura, Hainu Azun, Hainu Shchucha. It's the same thing. Forgetting and leaving is the same thing. Omer Shlok, Omer Knesset, Yisrael, Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu Bani Shlok. Odom Noisi Yishalishta. A person gets married to a second wife is Rishoyna Zoycher Maisor Rishoyna. That at least, even though he got married to a second wife, he still remembers what the first one was like, what the first wife was like. But you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zavtoni, you left us now, as if the Churban Abayis, for Shekach Toni, and you forgot the good things we did beforehand. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you say that? Viti, like Knesset Yisrael, Yud Beis Mazolos B'Rosev Rekiah. There are 12 different mazolos in Rekiah. V'Yakol Mazol Mazol, each mazol, B'Rosev Loi Shloishim Chil. Exactly, 30 Chil. These all different type of sorrow of like leaders. The Alkol Chayil V'Chayil Barosulay Shloishim Maguyin. So there's a sergeant in place, different one in charge. The Alkol Login V'Login Barosulay Shloishim Hitim. For every login, that general has another thing, a Rehitim, another person that takes over him. Another starlight. The Alkol Rehitim V'Rehitim Barosulay Shloishim Kartim. The Alkol Kartim V'Kartim Barosulay Shloishim Gistura. All different type of sergeants, of people in charge. The Alkol Gistura V'Gistura Talisi. Kalisi boy, I hung in Shemayim, Sholosh Meyas, 300, Oshishim Achamation, 65, Alfe Revuya, 110,000, Kaychovim, that's how many stars there are in the Shemayim, Mamish Meredith, and the millions and millions of stars that Kosh Baruch put in the Shemayim. Each one of these, he put 300,000, 100,000. Kineged Yemoy Sachama, the Kulam, all these stars, Leberosi Elabishvilcha, I only created all these things for a Klal Yisrael. Hashem created the whole world for Shvil Klal Yisrael. The Yata Mata Zaftoni Vishachtoni, new Klal Yisrael Gisrael, I forgot you. Hatishkach Isha Ula, means Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klu Neshkach Oilois, Eilem, or Pitchway Rechomim, Shekraft Lepone Bamidbar. Do you think I forgot the Kabonia she brought you in the Midbar? Yes, I remember the good things you did. Rashi says, what Login, Katsun, Kassisin, Rashi Shaino Shal Shurura. These are all different names of Shurura, of like leaders. Kagoin Shultain, the Hegmain, the Doiches, Upchot. It's all different type of leaders in the Rekiyam, And each one has this amount of stars to him. Shashi Ula, to my oimus for Kabonis. That forget the Kabonis is born in the Midbar. Is Amma for the Bibanish Lerner. Now that you're telling me you don't forget anything, you remember everything we did, maybe now you won't forgive us with the chetegel we did. Even this I'll forget also, I'll be my chayu. Maybe you forget the nasta v'nishma that we said by Ha-Sinai, the schus we had then. Or my law, Kodesh Baruch Hu said back to Kreisel, but no echel yesh kachecho, I won't forget you. Rai nubi yom rab lozim rabo yishia, my dixiv gam elot shkachano, I will forget, so my segel, Kodesh Baruch Hu forget, so my segel, do rabi mechapadem. Via no echel yesh kachecho, ze my sasina, Kodesh Baruch Hu won't forget all the schusim he had by sina. Rashi, when echel ze my sasina, shnema boi yonecha shemotecha. So the more right, the chassidim orishonim, the Mishnah said, ho yishoyim shuachas. The chassidim orishonim used to wait 1 hour before they started to daven, and 1 hour they davened, and 1 hour after davening, they used to wait. So the kids took them 9 hours a day to daven. So the Moresh says, we know how to kneel. They were supposed to wait a little bit before you start davening. Om Rav Yeshua, Om Rav Yeshua, Ben Levi, Om Akro, Ashra Yeshua Vesech. It's a good thing to sit down in the house first. It means before you start davening, sit down a little bit. But it doesn't mean sit down. It means, Shash Yeshua Vesechom, V'hodi Yalucha, then you pray the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means first wait a few minutes, be misbunin into what you're going to do. Yet you machshav is right to daven for Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ham nispalel tzorach lishoy Yeshua achat. Achat filosek. It's another thing. After you guys finish davening Shemoneh Esrei, you also have to wait an hour. Shenemar, ach tzadikim yoydu lishmecha, yeshu yeshorem es penecha. Mashu yeshu, they'll still sit, yeshorem es penecha. And if they see your face, they'll still sit. Shrashi yoydu lishmecha, for hoda yeshu yeshorem es penecha. After they daven to you, they'll also sit. Tani nam yochi, ham nispalum you go to David Shimon Esrei, so if she yeshua shorachat kodim tfilosim. So Lamais, even though by the chesidim or shonim they mamish waited a full hour, halacha doesn't mean you have to wait a full hour. Shor usually means a time, a little bit, that be you wait some time before him. Like you're saying, that's the meaning why we, by mincha, we say ashrei before Shimon Esrei, that's called yeshua. Supposed to wait and be misbrain a little bit before you David Shimon Esrei, at least. But the chesidim, they used to wait a complete hour. And then you start davening. You first sit down and wait, be misbein a little bit what you're doing, then daven. When they did daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, yeshu yishoyim es penecha. Then they sat down, they still sat there. They used to wait a complete hour. Oh, mispalin shachas. Then the Shimon Esrei took them a complete hour. The chayzim mishayin shachas, and after Shimon Esrei, they waited a third hour. Prat the Gemara, the chimaches shoshoyim tisha shoyis b'yoyim v'tzvila terosim heich mishtameres. If they daven 9 hours a day, how do they remember the Torah they learned? So it's just not the deep. The Gemara doesn't say how did they learn Torah. The Gemara says how do they remember the Torah heich mishtameres? How is it mishtama watched by you? So it also the vorti that you can't become a chassid right away. First of all, you have to learn kol haTorah kula. However, these chassidim first learned; they knew kol haTorah kula. Later, they became a chassid. The fact the Gemara now that they're a chassid, the chassid doesn't forget what they learned. How would they remember all the learning they learned before? But to start to be a chassid right away, you get nowhere. Is the Gemara's beidig is heich mishtam rosen? How do they remember it all? Or malachton heich nas? How do they do malacha now? You spend 9 hours davening a day. How much more time do you have left? And the Gemara elimiter shechassidim heim. So Rosin Ishtameris, the Pshat is they won't forget. They have a school now, they do Yirah Shemayim, they won't forget to learn. It doesn't say they'll learn this way. It just says they won't forget to learn. The Rosin Ishtameris, the Torah is Mishtamer by them. When Melach them is Berechus, the little bit Melacha they do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send them a Brochof, and the little bit they'll do, they'll be able to have Panosim. Shashi Tisha Shoyz, Lisholish Tfilis, the three davenings, and 3 hours each one. So Rosin Ishtameris, Ashi Batech Libon, Shein Tamudim Ishtaka Chonsevash, just that they won't forget what they learned. I where they learn in the first place, and what did they learn before they came chassidim? Ah, well, the Malach Chet, that's right. Yeah, we have to accept. They say the vort is that it says Miyala Ba'ashem Yotam Kankachim. It's after in Tefillah, the Maori says it's the lashon that Dover Shaim Ibrume Shalaylam. That davening is also referring to the person that picks you up. Like you're davening, you're standing in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have a certain feeling on you. And that feeling shouldn't go away so fast. You're mavazah to learn the davening. If right after davening, you go and do whatever you want, you're mavazah, that's madrega you got to. So he got to such a high madrega, when it goes down afterwards, you can't go down so fast. You have to wait another hour, like to keep it in you a little bit, not to lose it right away. Right. And Mishra says, Afidu ha-melech shel b'shloim lo yeshivenu. If you daven shem reso, even a melech comes and gives you shalom, you're not supposed to answer him back. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, lo yeshonim alamalcha yisroel. So in the Yiddish melech, there's no sakana. If you're not answering back, he knows you daven to Hashem, he's not going to have any time, is why you didn't answer me. Avla malcha yakma, the goyish king comes, then poistik, then you have right to answer him back. Why? Because the Rashi says poistik, shem yagenu, maybe you're coming too, then it's a sakana sefashis. If a stomach king, the goyish king gives you shalom, you'll answer him back, he can kill you. So sakana, you don't have to put yourself, even during Shemun Esrei. So question, the loch of poistik here always means by talking, that you're allowed to talk. Because the mouth, you have no head to talk in the middle of Shemun Esrei. The soon say, stam to walk and to do something, that I'm always a bigger head to. But here, the Kiddush is when you're allowed to talk. So only the thing, Akum, is a kind of support that you're allowed to talk. But it's not fuel, that's something else. That's not fuel. That's something else. That's not fuel.
Right.
If you're davening and you see somebody come with you, an honest question, someone a guy with a gun there, he's going to force you to you do something. Or a roy kroin, Borkenegdo, you saw the kroin means a wagon with the horses coming next to you. You shouldn't be masik. Ella mekatze v'yoyla, daven fast. So here, even though it's a mokum sakona, it says you shouldn't be masik. So it says the Yetzer is trying to daven a little bit fast and finish. So somewhere mekatze v'yoyla means Rashi. I shouldn't say. Somewhere mekatze v'yoyla means each bracha. Just say the beginning of the bracha, the end of the bracha. Like you even skip the words in between, but try and get finished davening fast. But you shouldn't be masik. And here, the Kuru is also sakona sapochus. And the more mekasha, or the yesh lekatze yikatze, v'yimla poisik. About if you could daven faster and finish from next before the sakana comes, that's the best answer. But Louis, see, you can't finish first, then you have to answer back. So that's why the Malchus Akam also, if you're afraid, it'll kill you, so if you can finish fast and answer good. If not, you have to answer right away. He didn't give him back Shalom Aleichem. Aleichem Shalom. Him to voice to the son where the Asher Shayim's philosophy had their heirs for him to wait till he finished davening. The Yaakov Shayim's philosophy, Yomalei, the star told this chosid, Reka, for an empty person, but like chosid was asking, it says in your Torah, Raki Shom Lachor Shmo Nafshecho, Hotsiv Nishmartem Oidon Asher Seichem. You're supposed to watch yourself, that means you're not supposed to put yourself in a mokim pekuach nefesh. Okay, Shinesat Lachor Shalom, and I gave you Shalom, Lomalei Avzatli Shalom, how come you didn't answer me? If I would have chopped off your head, who would have been today? You dumb, you would have killed yourself. You brought it upon yourself by not answering me. Is me the Dimcha Midi? Who wouldn't mean anything? I could have killed you like nothing. It's Miyadi. Miyadi. Yeah. Like, who's going to today you? Who's going to ask you? I could have done it, nobody would have any time at all. Omalei Sechoset says, Himtimli Achefai Sechab Dvorim. Wait until I've been pious so you have a good time now. Let me explain myself. Omalei, Ilo Hayisa Em Lufnei Melech Basa Vador. I would have been standing in front of a regular king. Ubo Chavercho, and Yechavi, your friend, would come. Vanos Mecho Shalom, is while you're talking to the great king, one of your Chaver and one of your friends would come and give you Shalom Aleichem. Is Hayisi Masalai? Would I answer the person, or would you answer the person and let him Shalom? Omalei Lav, the Sa said no, Avadi, he's one of